The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora, namaste, this is Kala Yubhavan. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. In today's episode, we'll talk about the latest update. We'll tell you a story about a problematic employer from Christchurch who get convicted and in detention just for some experience, what could it lead to. We'll talk about the entry of new occupations in the green list. With a lot of demand, we would like to re-look into the parent boost visitor visa category. And of course, we'll answer your questions and a lot of music on the way. Enjoy this song, and on the other side, we'll talk about the update. Cheers.
रास्ते भागे पांव से आगे जिंदगी से चल कुछ और भी मांगे रास्ते भागे पांव से आगे जिंदगी से चल कुछ और भी मांगे क्यों सोचना है जाना कहां जाए सबरियां दे सबरियां दे सबरियां दे सबरियां तेरे क्यों रोशनी तू बाहर तलाशे तेरी मशाले अंदर तेरे क्यों ढूंढना पैरों के निशान जाए वही ले जाए जहां दे सबरियां
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the music. Let's get on with the update. One of the update from the parent resident visa category as of 1st of July is the new number has been reset. So the next ballet for the parent category resident visa will take place on 12th of August, and you need to put your EOI by 31st of July 2025. So there's a whole month on your hand to apply for your expression of interest for the parent resident visa category, which is the ballet will open on 12th of August. Now turning on to the recent add of 10 trade occupation, which will be added from August this year. These occupations are metal fabricator, metal machinist, fitter, fitter and turner, fitter welder, pressure welder, welder, panel beater, vehicle painter, paving plant operator. They are going to be starting adding into the list from 18th of August. Just remember, there are some other requirements if you are thinking about applying for the residency. Then there are requirements about the work experience and other work to resident visa category. So this is a good news. There have been number of our existing clients, and also I'm sure if you are in one of this profession and trade occupation, it's a good and a great news for you. Just remember, they are getting added into the green list when you apply for a further resident visa or for a work to resident visa. You need to fulfill the requirement as per the green list occupation. All right. Along with that, we would like to just highlight, this is the high time to reiterate that the students who are looking to study in January or say end of this year, especially January, February, this is the good time to start your process, because it will take time for you to get the offer letter, organize your funds, and you should aim to apply at least 3 months in advance before your course starts, considering the Christmas break and all. This is an easy time. If you start now, then definitely there is enough time for you to get the admission, organize the funds, and present your application way on time to be in the country at the right time. So it's a good call. Immigration did announce this on 22nd of May, way back, so that you should start working on your application and present it in 3 months in advance for student visa, especially from offshore. So best of luck for those who are looking to come to New Zealand in the end of this year or for January and February intake. Best of luck. Let's get on to this excellent song, and then on other side we'll talk about the what happened with one of the employer who didn't follow the right immigration instructions, and we also talk about the parent boost visitor visa. Enjoy this song. Cheers.
मुझसे मिलाया है, तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है। ओ तेरे संग यारा कुछ रंग बहारा, तू रात दीवानी मैं जर्द सितारा। तेरे संग यारा कुछ रंग बहारा, मैं तेरा हो जाऊं जो तू कर दे इशारा। सारे रास्ते बस आया हूँ तेरे पास रे, मेरी आंखों में तेरा नाम है पहचान ले। सब कुछ मेरे लिए तेरे बात है, सौ बातों की एक बात है, मैं ना जाऊंगा कभी तुझे छोड़ के ये जान ले। ओ करम खुदाया है तेरा प्यार जो पाया है, तुझ पे मर के ही तो मुझे जीना आया है। ओ तेरे संग यारा खुश रंग बहारा, मैं बहता मुसाफिर तू ठहरा किनारा।
Welcome back guys, you listen to Immigration with Vinay at Radio South 96.4 FM. There's news coming from Christchurch that one of the Christchurch-based employer has been sentenced for 4 months home detention after pleading guilty to 2 charges of providing false or misleading information to Immigration New Zealand. What this employer did, sponsored a visitor visa, bringing a Thai national saying they are related, then put that worker on a self-employment kind of a stuff, and ask them to that they'll be charging, they of course charge first approximately 7,500 for their visa and work, and then later on soon after in that person arrived in Auckland, they were informed that she would be living and working from there, and they took the photo, advertised it, and it was like they put that poor migrant on as a sex worker, and on arrival in Auckland in March 2024. And we don't know the complete story, but of course that went on for a while, and they said the worker has to pay that 7,500 from that money she's earning, and then on top of that she was charging 35% of that fee, and she has been put on detention for 4 months at home after pleading guilty. According to the news that has been, this punishment has been given based on all other circumstances and she pleading guilty. And I believe how this has been handled, I don't know the detail, but of course that's probably the least can be asked from someone who is doing this, providing, it's not from one, but it could be wrong from various angles, but leave it to that. And the thing is now that person is home detention for 4 months, and hopefully will learn from the mistakes. And the immigration has announced that anyone you feel like is being exploited or taking advantage of others should highlight that to the immigration. They have a helpline where you can talk about the issue, and you can go on website and put that in. So no exploitation or any kind of exploitation of migrant, and the falsifying and providing wrong information to immigration is acceptable. But I think this is what I can see, misinformation, but most importantly how that has been dealt with, what kind of work which is not allowed on temporary visa. So I can see so many things wrong in this particular case, even though not all the information is available at the moment. Maybe in time to come it will come to light even more. But yes, if you are have any problem with your employer, or you think someone is being exploited, then this is something you should discuss, and there are number of options available on this if you're on a temporary visa, to if you're not being treated well with your employer, as per the rule, you can go on a employer exploitation visa and all that stuff. But I mean, in this case, there's things are wrong at various levels. So it would be definitely not correct to comment on specifics because they are not there. The home detention has been based on various aspects which are not mentioned as of now in detail. Well, that's probably a learning for some people. And yeah, that's what it is. So let's move on to another song. Enjoy the song, and on the other side, we'll just reiterate again on the parent boost Vista Visa. Thank you.
जब जब तेरे पास मैं आया एक सुकून मिला जिसे मैं था भूलता आया वो वजूद मिला जब आए मौसम गम के तुझे याद किया हो जब सहमे तन्हापन से तुझे याद किया संभल जा जरा फिर मोहब्बत करने चला है तू दिल यही रुक जा जरा फिर मोहब्बत करने चला है तू जिस राह पे है घर तेरा अक्सर वहां से हाँ मैं हूँ गुजरा शायद यही दिल में रहा तू मुझको मिल जाए क्या पता क्या है ये सिलसिला जानू ना मैं जानू ना ओ, ओ, ओ संभल जा जरा फिर मोहब्बत करने चला है तू
Welcome back, guys. You listen to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Sathya 96.4 FM. Let's revisit the Parent Boost Visitor Visa, where you can invite your parents for up to 10 years, 5 plus 5. This visa is for people who are resident and or the citizen of New Zealand. They can sponsor their parents for long term. There have been a category, 3-year visa, grandparent category and all that stuff, parent and grandparent. However, that it was just 3 years visa and you can stay within that period for 18 months. So, why are we revisiting? Also, many people ask, what is the difference? Of course, this is a longer duration, 5 plus 5. Let's give you a bit input about what, again, this basically visa is and how it may be different. First of all, because not all the details have come out yet, it's going to be implemented from 29th of September. There's still some time to get the nitty-gritties. However, because this visa is 5 plus 5, that would mean that, of course, your parents can stay for longer. Generally, it is you get a visa for 5 years, and after 3 years, you will have to go through a medical again. There would be a fee for that. They also want to check Immigration New Zealand that your parents been insured, so that you can continue. And then after 5 years, of course, there is going to be some option for apply for another 5 years. So whether the parents can stay all the way for 5 years. Just at opinion wise, of course, if it is going to be a more duration, and if you still say you can only stay for maximum of 6 months or 1 year, then it doesn't fit in with what is being asked for. But it would be surprising if they say, okay, we'll give you 5 year visa, but you have to exit every 6 months, and then you ask for a 1 year insurance policy. That would be kind of a, doesn't make much sense, and then say asking for medical after 3 years. But you never know, we'll get that detail. If it is gonna be like, okay, you have the 5 year, you can stay max for 1 year and then come back again, and after 3 years ask for medical. So we never know. It could be very interesting, but I believe there should be a longer duration. The parents can stay in the country for them to rather go out and come back. That's something, this is space to watch for. And coming back to the requirement, you should be making a median wage. And median wage means if one person is making median wage, they can sponsor one of their parents. To invite both the parents, you should be making 1.5 times of the median wage. So if you want to, suppose you want to add yourself and your spouse, if you both are working and both making median wage, then you can invite both the parents. When I say both the parents, of course, mom and dad or in-laws. So we are not talking about four of them, but two of them. So practically, it's like you, if you're working medium wage, you can sponsor one. There are two people working, you can sponsor two. If you're working and earning 1.5, then you can invite, you can sponsor two, right? And insurance is a requirement. You should have a $250,000 cover insurance on your insurance, health insurance. You need that for 1 year, but after 3 years, they will, when they ask for the medical, they will revisit whether you were insured. And that's where I see, because that if that's the time they want to see whether you were insured or not, and if you're not in the country and they're asking for the insurance, it doesn't make a sense. So that gives impression that they won't be a shorter exit point, if there would be any within that 5 years, all right? And I know there would be more and more questions coming in future, which we will answer as we go. But at the time being, it's a good news. A lot of you were waiting for this. Now this is there. Parents can stay for longer. Of course, there are challenges. There's a cost for the insurance. Then you have to do the medical after 3 years. But think about it and look at the positive side, that as compared to previously where you keep applying for visa again and again, and if you get it for 3 years, then they can still stay only for 18 months. And there are a lot of ifs and buts there. If we're getting this visa where the stay is longer, and let's accept it anyways, if we are talking about parents who can stay, they are in the age group who can stay for longer, like 5 years or up to 10 years, they should be in the age where they probably need the health insurance anyways. You do not want to take that risk, isn't it? So I see that it's a good it's a good idea to have the insurance, and we'll get more and more information. There was some more information coming, what type of insurance and all that stuff. So that is something, there may be more information on that coming up. I mean, yes, there's $250,000 insurance, but we'll keep you posted on this as soon as we hear anything. All right. Well, let's enjoy the song, and on the other side, we'll take a couple of your questions, and have fun. Cheers.
कर्जों की धोखेबाजी, तुम साथ हो या न हो क्या फर्क है, बेदर्द थी जिंदगी बेदर्द है अगर तुम साथ।
Guys, welcome back. You're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Salt and 96.4 FM. Let's take some of your questions. This question came for the parent post visitor visa about the insurance. I think, yeah, that's very good question, that whether the insurance will be acceptable from the home country or they have to buy insurance in New Zealand. Confirmation of that as of now, but I believe, I would say in my opinion, there may be a list of insurance providers who might be approved for these kind of insurance. It might include international insurer also. So not yet, but that's a really good question, that whether the overseas insurer will be allowed to cover, because what happens, someone getting covered overseas and they that insurance is not a cashless, where you know it is being directly from the insurer to the hospital. In that case, if it's a hefty amount, who will guarantee that? Like, it's like, you know what I mean, if it is reimbursed and you go back home, in some countries that's how it, some insurance company does work that way. So there may be a list of insurance provider. All right. But like I said, we'll keep you posted when we get more information on this aspect. Just a quick question, or I would say quick answer to one of the question, which is a very standard one, that which are the courses we should look into studying in New Zealand which leads to residency. See, I always say look into the green list first, check that if you can eligible, do those courses, great. And afterwards, of course, look at the healthcare, look at the engineering, construction. Those are the areas to look for. And if you're looking at master degrees, that's not too bad, considering if you have experience, you get master and you'll get post-study visa. So this is how you should, I mean, if you know where you fit in, I mean, from a course point of view, green list, healthcare, engineering, and of course teaching. And if you're looking at master degree, yes, you can look at, you know, various areas in master degree based on your profile. So it's important to assess that your situation before you choose, and that's why it's important to get the help of professional to choose the right program according to your objective. Well, that's the time for we have today for the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, take care, look after each other. Signing off, Vinay from Immigration Law Advice. You've been listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Cheers.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.